This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
ولله ملك السماوات والأرض ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يخسر المبطلون وترى كل أمة جاثية كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيدخلهم ربهم في رحمته ذلك هو الفوز المبين وأما الذين كفروا أفلم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فاستكبرتم وكنتم قوما مجرمين وإذا قيل إن وعد الله حق والساعة لا ريب فيها قلتم ما ندري ما الساعة إن نظن إلا ظن وما نحن بمستيقنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
وبدا لهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سميع Allahu liman hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أستغفر الله الذي
لا إله إلا هو
الحي القيوم
وأتوب إليه
اللهم أنت السلام
ومنك السلام
تباركت
وتعاليت
يا ذا الجلال
والإكرام
ربنا
تقبل منا
إنك
أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا
يا مولانا
إنك
أنت التواب الرحيم
وصلى الله تعالى
على خير خلقه
محمد
وعلى آله
وصحبه
أجمعين
برحمتك
يا أرحم الراحمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
grab the Mus'haf. So we'll keep reading from what we left out. So ulaika.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم
there should be a hiccup like
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. I forgot everything I was going to talk about because I don't remember anything from what I said yesterday. Do you remember anything I said yesterday?
Yeah.
Something about Islam or something?
Yeah.
Something religious.
What was it? How some people make you feel bad for things that Allah doesn't want you to feel bad.
Good.
So, do you have anything to say about that?
You dropped it, Mustafa. That was solid.
I mean, that's pretty much like
everything. That was one part.
Yeah, that was another part.
So people can't make you feel bad for what Allah doesn't make you feel bad about. Uh-huh. You can only seek forgiveness of Allah.
Uh-huh.
So don't apologize for something Allah doesn't want you to apologize for. That's great.
Yeah, but I can't remember. Hold on.
Okay, so you can't feel bad about that. But what should you feel bad about?
Oh, for the things that you've done to other people, you should first of all. Apologize to Allah before you do that because you may have upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then apologize to that person because that person comes second.
Yeah, when you cheat on a test
or something like that.
If you cheat on a test, I don't do that.
Oh yeah, when, not if, not when. Yeah. So part of that also the opposite side, before we carry on, is you know people can make you feel bad about something Allah doesn't want you to feel bad about, but sometimes. You might say, I don't have to feel bad about that, when you should.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that I should feel bad about.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that I become hopeless or Allah's going to throw me in hell or He doesn't love me. No, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, guilt is an important emotion only when you use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't use guilt properly, then it becomes a really depressing thing. Like you start feeling like you're a terrible person, like you're worthless, like you just can't do any good, and you just have all these negative thoughts about yourself. But guilt towards Allah is a beautiful thing, meaning, Ya Allah, I know I messed up. Ya Allah, I know I made a mistake. And I know I made this mistake before, but I'm gonna try my best to not do this again. And I'm promising you that I'll try to do better. Ya Allah, help me. And I'm embarrassed before you. And I would rather be embarrassed before you now than be humiliated before you on Judgment Day. Ya Allah, I come before you now so I don't have to come before you on Judgment Day like this. Right? Because if we, you know, feeling embarrassed is a negative emotion, it's a bad emotion. But part of it is necessary for us to fix ourselves.
Yeah.
If you know, a lot of times people just say, you should feel good about yourself. You should feel good about yourself. Yeah, you should feel good about yourself. But if that's all you feel about yourself, then there's nothing to fix.
Yeah.
Right? And if you only feel bad about yourself, then you just become hopeless. Right? Then you're like all bad. There's nothing good about you because you're just a pile of bad.
Yeah.
Right? So those are the two extremes. And what Shaitan does is he tricks people, tricks you and me, by making us either feel like there's nothing wrong with us, there's nothing you should be apologizing for, you should be proud of yourself, or if you say no, oh, well, I guess you're just not good at anything, right? You're just a terrible person, right? And then you just fall into complete negativity. Those are the two, both of those are shaitan. On the one hand, shaitan's arrogant, which means he can't accept his fault.
Mm.
On the other hand, shaitan says he's cursed. He's going to go to hell anyway, so what does it matter?
Mm.
Right? So he's hopeless at the same time. And he wants these two emotions for you all the time. Either this one or this one. This one or this one.
Yeah.
So this, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, I seek Allah's forgiveness, I seek Allah's forgiveness, I seek Allah's forgiveness. La ilaha illahu, no one's to be worshipped or obeyed except He. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. That's what we say next, right?
Yeah.
So say from the beginning, astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Right, so that al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, briefly I'll tell you about today. Al-hayyul qayyum are two names of Allah. They come at the end of Ayatul Kursi too, right? Al-hayy means the living. It also teaches us that Allah is not only the one truly alive, that all life comes from Him. Life wouldn't exist without Him. He's the source of all life. And that name of Allah teaches us many things, but one thing I want you to think about is that means I owe my life, how I live, what I do with it, what my priority should be. I've handed that over to Allah when I say Al-Hayy. Because I wouldn't have been breathing had it not been for Him. I wouldn't have been turned into a living, breathing human being inside the belly of my mom had it not been for Allah being Al-Hayy. Because he's the life itself, and He breathes life into us. Then it's not just that we're alive, but we're actually maintained. Our bones are maintained, our tongue is maintained, the fluid in our eyes is maintained so we can blink. You know, some people have eye surgery, their eyes become dry, and it's excruciating for them to blink. They have to keep putting fluid in their eye. Allah is automatically flooding our eyes with fluid, right? Our brains are functioning, no parts of it shut down, you know. Our spine is functioning. The organs in our body are being maintained. You know, our livelihood. You know, your parents' income is being maintained. Your home is being maintained. The walls in your house are being maintained. When it freezes too much in Texas, then they ask you to put the faucet on a little bit. I don't know if you ever heard that. You have to put the water on just a little bit warm, because the pipes could freeze over and burst. It happens in New York all the time.
You have to
be careful with the pipes,
because
they can freeze and burst, right? That's building maintenance, right? But actually, our maintenance constantly, who's taking care of us, is Allah. And this name is really important in what we're saying. Every time we say Allah, one of Allah's names, it's important in what we were saying before then. When we are thinking about ourselves and other people, and thinking about, well, I got to do this to take care of myself. I got to do that to take care of myself. I got to make this one happy to take care of myself. I better not make that one happy to take care, unhappy to take care of myself. And you're thinking about your life in connection with everything else and everyone else. But I'm not thinking about my life in connection with Allah. I forget the fact that my life did not come from anyone. And my life is not being maintained by anyone. It's being maintained by Him. So there's this morning focus back on Allah that helps a person not get distracted by what they really should be doing with themselves throughout the day. And so, astaghfirullah, 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 alladhi la ilaha illahu. And finally, the last part is wa atubu ilayhi. Atubu ilayhi means I turn back towards Him. Makes sense, right? After everything we just said, I turn back towards Him means I turn back towards Him in repentance, meaning I'm sorry for what I've done wrong, and I promise Him I won't do it again. And it's also beautiful in that it means that my focus is Him, like I'm turning back towards Him, so that you know, like, I'll give you the last analogy for the day. Sometimes before COVID, when you were in school, does it ever happen that the teacher leaves the classroom? Okay. When the teacher leaves the classroom, all the kids in class behave a certain way. It's been happening for tens of thousands of years. Okay? They all behave a certain way. But when one of them says, "He's coming!" Okay? Or "Principal's coming!" Or some, there's a, you know, back in the day, they had a horn to announce the arrival of the enemy, like, woo! Like, you know, that one of the students is the lookout. Let us know when he's coming. And so when he's coming, what happens to all the students?
The tone changes.
The tone changes, the body language changes, maybe they come back in their seat, right? Yeah. And then after the teacher's in the class, then if they want to talk to somebody or look back, what do they check first?
If the teacher's looking at them.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. And they keep checking back, right? Because it's a security risk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The idea when you say, I turn back towards Allah, is that every time you're about to do something, you're like, Allah, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, okay. But with the teacher, you're hoping that he's looking that way so you can get away with it.
Yeah.
But with Allah, every time you turn back towards him, are you ever going to find him distracted from you that he can get away with it?
No.
No. So every time you turn back to Allah, you're like, oh, okay, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And he's watching. Oh, he's still watching. Oh, he still doesn't like it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it'd be, Atubu Ilayhi is really awesome because when we turn back towards Allah, our focus returns back to Allah and we're mindful of His presence and the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
So that's enough for today. Let's gear up and torture ourselves.
Yeah.
guys, can you hear me? That's funny. That's all they say for the first time.
Okay,
bismillah.
All right, we'll start out with rotations again today. Mm-hmm. So hands on your hips.
Oh, those rotations.
We'll go left. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to the right.
And that's not left to right.
I'll jump in here with you guys.
Sure.
We'll bring the arms out. We're gonna rotate forward. Let's go back, small circles. Big circles back. We'll go big circles forward. And relax. Hands on your hips. We're going to rotate to the left. To the left. There we go. And then we'll go to the right.
Hey, Siggy, can you full screen that for me? There we go.
All right, we're gonna do right foot.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever watch the stanky leg video or not?
No, I did not.
He's still talking
about it. I was just asking if you watched it. You seemed interested in it.
Got curious.
Yeah.
This looks like it's synchronized.
We'll rotate it the other way.
No, wait, the other way.
Oh, the other way, yeah. Every day. This.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. Now we'll do the left leg. Go outward. Just rotating that ankle.
Yeah.
We'll go inwards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to do walking high knees. I'm going to try to keep that foot underneath your knee. Should we want it further out here?
Oh, okay.
Same thing, except we're gonna do extend the leg all the way out and reach for the toe.
Okay.
Work on those ninja skills.
You can't do full extension, you said?
Oh, yeah?
You feel bent in your knee a little bit.
Days.
You checking me when I'm praying too?
Legs are tied today for some reason.
I say that every day. But they're less tight. I can actually.
Alright, go ahead and relax. We're gonna bring our arms out here. Straight in front. You're gonna bring them around and up. And then back forward. Shoulder level. We're gonna keep going. That's more of a ballet.
Oh.
Over here.
Oh, okay.
And it'll rotate in.
Oh, okay.
Rotate. There we go.
It's like a dance group.
Uh-uh. here.
Yeah.
And then your palms go forward. Mm-hmm. Palms are facing out.
Come further back, Steve, forward. So they can see when your arms are up. So come towards me.
So palms are facing up to start. And they should be facing forward when you get to the top. Go ahead and relax. We're gonna get in this beautiful warrior pose.
Oh yeah.
So this will be the easier one. We'll put the weight into the hamstrings. Arms go out. Try to keep that back straight. Abdominals tight. If you can handle that pretty easily, we're gonna go to one leg and do the same thing, except the back leg will face out. Here or here? Try to keep those palms facing in towards each other. There we go. Squeeze those abdominals. Engage your hamstrings.
I'm so sorry.
I hear less critique from the gentleman.
I was thinking about criticizing and I tipped.
That's what you get.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody has their strong points, everybody has their weak points.
Allah. Okay.
Criticizing just holds you back from bettering yourself.
You hear that, Umma? You hear that?
I'm gonna say it again for the people on the back.
Yeah. Or, wait, do switch sides or is it just...
We're gonna keep doing the same leg for now.
Okay. Center.
Center.
All right, let's switch legs. I think y'all are a little worn out on that one. Go to the opposite leg. If you were at home doing both legs, go ahead and relax for about 10 seconds and then jump back into it. And get that leg up. There we go. Palms facing in. There we go. Try not to lean forward too much.
Sorry.
You really want to engage that hamstring, uh-huh. your glute, uh-huh. and those abdominals, and balance yourself. Uh-huh. Let's see if we can hold it. This takes much more balance. More of a full body.
Yeah. Starting to get worn.
Go ahead and relax. We're gonna go to the push-up position. Actually, I'm gonna get in front of you here. So, push-up position, your hands are always gonna be right under your chest. We're gonna do mountain climbers, but we're gonna do them nice and slow. And we're gonna do it a little bit different. So we're gonna bring right leg forward, back, left leg forward, back, and then the next stage to this, right leg goes out, back in, left leg goes out, back in. And then we're in the middle again. Out, out, in, out, out.
Oh, I know.
You don't have to do that yet. Just focus on keeping that core tight, back flat. Don't worry about pushing, doing the push-up.
That's tricky.
Mm-hmm. Really bring that, those feet out though. Let your feet touch. So, you're here, touch, 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 touch. Some of these are a little bit more difficult than what we've been doing. It involves a little bit more thinking. You don't have to bring it so far out. Just have your toe touch about here.
Oh, okay.
Instead of way out here. The goal is just to bring that knee out. There we go.
It's the core that starts giving up.
Okay. If you're struggling at home, it's okay. Just go on the inside for now. Squeeze your abdominals. And relax.
The abdominals are squeezing me.
Let y'all rest for a second. A bit water. We're gonna do the Superman pose next.
Put the rope.
Yes. All right, we'll go ahead and lay out.
Yeah.
Legs off the ground, arms off the ground. We're gonna hold that for a second. You should have your arms a little straighter out when we do this. Instead of being out here bent, it should be out in front of you. And then we'll do the row. It's here. And back forward. Row. Forward. Back. Forward. Back. Squeeze. Forward. Back. Forward. Let's get those legs off the ground. Arms out, arms out, arms out. Back. Forward. If this becomes too hard for you, you can go into a plank and hold it. Back, forward, and relax. Everybody get enough sleep?
I got sleep.
I got too much sleep.
Too much?
Yeah, I got too little. I'm
gonna sleep at like 1. Gotta wake you guys up. Sleep's important.
As soon as I hit 10, I'm
going to
sleep at like 10, 10,
or
something like that.
Yesterday I was studying Islamic stuff. I got sleepy. So I did 10 minutes of it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sleep.
If you want a good 7-8 hours of sleep, make sure your body and your mind recover.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're going to do jumping jacks.
Oh, yeah.
So where you can guys catch your breath, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you to scoop
forward. You see that evil laugh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I've been living that for a long time. A
little bit more. You can scoop back just a little. Nice. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And begin. Anybody at home has questions throughout this, you're more than welcome to send in your comments, questions about exercise, nutrition. Sleep. General health. Keep it going, keep it going. And And stop. We're going to go right into some burpees.
Burpees?
You don't remember how to do the burpees?
No, I do. It's
a little push-up position. When we come up, feet are out. And when we go to jump, the knees should be behind the toes. Explode up, come back down, push-up position. Ready?
Sure.
No, not really.
You guys seem so excited today. And begin. Today's a little bit more cardio intensive. Get those feet out in front of you.
Yeah.
So we only have 15 seconds left. Just go ahead and catch your breath. Everybody a little more weight?
Yes.
Did we start yet?
Don't say that or start. He's gonna make a few more.
Yeah. Feels spiritual.
So all these exercises fit for a pregnant woman, is there anything else we can suggest?
You should repeat the question because they didn't hear it.
There's a question, are all of these exercises okay for pregnant women? I would say no. For definitely don't want to lay on your stomach if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
If most of these exercises at a walking pace would be good for a pregnant woman. Usually the goal while you're pregnant is to be just get more active. Get out, do the walks. The dynamic stretches we're doing are a good thing. But you don't want to go so intense. That's something you want to talk to your doctor about, or make sure that you are already exercising at a certain level before you just increase it while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
But for women, men, kids that aren't pregnant, all of this is good.
Yeah.
All right, we caught our breath?
Yeah.
We're gonna go to the push-up position.
Okay.
Gonna get off our knees. If you need to be on your knees, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Was it planking?
For now.
Okay. This is rough.
We're gonna go halfway down.
Oh no, I hate these.
And we're gonna hold it.
Oh man.
Might be the best form I've ever seen you have. That's great.
How about me and him?
Yeah, you.
I'm breaking mentally.
Alright, go up.
Sit.
That's the great thing about exercise too. You can push your mind to different limits. Everybody be surprised what the human body can do, endure and push through. Give you a sense of accomplishment.
Man,
halfway down. Keep your head up.
Come on.
The biggest thing while doing something like this is to control your breathing. If you think about it, you really shouldn't be exerting a whole lot of energy right now.
Oh my God. Halfway down.
All you're doing is holding your own body weight in place. Breathe. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Allow the muscles to relax. Use your back, your triceps, your biceps, your chest, your legs, your glutes. Come on, we got this.
Yes.
And up. And relax.
Oh,
do normal push-ups, but this was extremely difficult.
One of the best things you can do in exercise is to learn to control your breathing. If you can supply oxygen to the muscles, they'll relax and be able to keep going. They usually hit a wall once that oxygen stops getting to them. People like to hold their breath or fight the breathing because they're so focused on the muscle.
Root the nose out the mouth, right?
Yeah, if you start losing control of it, just take a deep breath. Now, through the exercise, some people actually breathe through their mouth better than they do through their nose. That's okay.
As long as you're getting oxygen to your body.
Because if it feels forceful to do it through your nose, you might not be meant to breathe through your nose. Some people, their nose is more deviated, or it's just not how their body works.
That would be me.
But for that split second, you just need to bring all the oxygen back. Ready?
Sure.
We're gonna lay on our backs.
Okay.
We're gonna point our legs out. Here. Head back. Arms down. Keep that lower back flat. Squeeze those abdominals.
Okay.
Just try to suck your belly button down through your spine and into the ground.
Like this?
Yes. Point your toes. Keep those legs straight. Legs straight.
Oh. So you can drop it, okay?
Please.
I will not drop.
Come on.
You're dropping kids. Come on, man.
That's too much. If you're commenting today and you have medical issues like diabetes or knee issues, things like that, I will comment in the comments later to let you know. There's a lot more that goes with that. Them toes.
It's not the core. It's the
the leg weight.
It's the quads.
You're not using the right section though. Pull that stomach in.
I just wanna.
You gotta make it. Alright, pull your knees in to your chest. Keep your arms still out. Then you're gonna push your legs straight up in the air.
That's as far as I go.
It's all right, keep your knees together. And then we're gonna start slowly bringing them down. And relax. Now let's do 15 crunches.
Oh, finally.
All the way up, all the way up. Oh, you're falling asleep on me. Our exercise shouldn't always be so easy. You want to push yourself. If you're doing the same thing every day, you're not getting any better. You can think of it as if you read the same sentence out of the book every single day.
Your grammar won't improve.
Yeah, your grammar's not going to improve. You're not going to learn anything else about the story. Can't learn anything from just reading the same sentence over and over. It's the same thing with the body. If you do the same exercises day in and day out, you don't make it any harder. You don't get any better.
I feel like instead of like a personal trainer, you should be like a counselor, you know? I feel like good wisdom right there.
That's part of the job, too. You gotta get people out of their own mind. A good majority of exercise is people blocking themselves off with their own mind.
Any advice for those with asthma and have issues with breathing?
There's a question about exercising and having asthma. Mm-hmm. I touched on that, I think, the first day someone asked about it. What I would recommend is to start your exercise with walking, low-intensity exercises, and then slowly increase each week. So whatever you can handle while monitoring your asthma and having your inhaler with you or whatever it is that you carry, do that through the week, and then the next week increase it by a little bit. And each week you should get a little bit better. If you have really intense asthma, check with your doctor first. We're going to do 15 more crunches, or 14, I'm sorry. We already did 15. Slow it down, control it. Focus in on the muscles that you're using. The more of a mind-muscle connection you can make, the better you're going to be. Which section of the abs were you hitting?
Like midsection.
Yeah. Midsection?
Yeah.
Try to refocus it next time. Try to hit the upper abs.
Okay.
Or try to hit the lower abs. Adjust it in your brain. Tell yourself what you're going to contract.
Right.
The more control you get over it, the better the results will be.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a cheat sheet, if you want. So if you're using the lower and they start stalling out after a while, if they get real tight, yeah, can't go anymore, try to relax them and use just the upper abs.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the push-up position. If you didn't watch yesterday, we were going one arm up, bring it down, other arm. The goal is to not sway that body. Really engage in your core. Usually you want to have a wider stance with your feet for this.
And we'll begin. Can you show them sideways how your body's not swinging? Like forward.
So and mine here, does. Feet apart. Now the goal is to not be here when we do this. We'll go for about 20 seconds. Remember, focus on the breathing. If everything's getting really tight, try to get oxygen to those muscles. We had another question about sore muscles after exercise, hydration, proper nutrition. If you're really sore, an ice bath, as hard as that is, it will heal the muscles. It'll help get the blood there and get you over the soreness a lot quicker.
Some kids don't have big vocabulary. Hydration means drink a lot of water.
Yeah, sodas.
Not good.
And all that stuff are not that great. I wouldn't drink more than one Gatorade a day. There's a lot of sugar in Gatorade.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt for kids to have that little bit of sugar that's in there, but if you start doing more than that, it's not good for you.
13 crunches?
13 crunches.
Okay.
Smart man. I think we said this yesterday or the day before, but when you're hydrating in pounds, you want to split your body weight in half and do an ounce per pound. If it's in kilograms, it's just an ounce per kilogram. So, like, I'm 220 pounds, my goal is to get 110 ounces in.
Arm thingy?
No. Just gonna rest for a second.
You were wrong.
You don't think you heard me earlier?
Oh.
The criticizing.
Maybe
you should do the warrior pose again so he remembers.
That would be. Alright. We're gonna get the heart rate back up a little bit.
Okay.
We're gonna do fast paced high knees.
Oh, high knees.
Today I want you guys to focus again on the hand placement. When the right knee is up, the right hand should be back at the hip, mm-hmm. and the left hand should be up by the face. When we rotate, we're rotating hands.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
And begin. Try to get those knees up. Keep it going. We're gonna go for 10 more seconds. 10 seconds without anybody pausing and we'll stop. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax.
Stop that one.
Too stark yet.
That's too easy.
Sure.
I need some water.
Let's see what time is it. All right, we'll stretch it out.
Okay.
Legs apart. Left arm up.
I don't want to stare, son.
It's getting better. A little bit.
You like a foot away.
Huh?
Foot away?
Yeah, 7 inches.
More than 10.
Yeah.
Maybe about 10.
That's not 10 inches.
Where are you at right now? You gotta hold it.
Mad easy.
Since you guys can grab your toes, try to go a little further down the foot. Remember, this hand should be up here. Up here.
Oh, up here?
Yeah, bring it up closer to the knee. And slowly try to get yourself to lay down on that leg.
With two hands, right?
Yeah, bring the other hand up. Now see if you can lay your body down on that leg.
Oh, yeah. Off of that. The rules prevent me right here.
That's right, we're gonna work that off.
Oh, the hamstring.
We'll switch, right arm over. See, from here on out, just go ahead and rest the other arm on the leg. Take deep breaths. We'll bring our feet in. Butterfly stretch.
Yep.
Hands under the ankles. And then we're going to push down on your knees with your elbows. Lean forward. Again, you're going to try to end up coming flat at some point.
Some people like, these people don't know how to do sajda.
Any of you have questions today?
No, not really.
No.
I got you. Does lifting weights affect your height, like when you're like a teenager? Or is that myth?
I wouldn't say it affects your height. It can do damage to the bones because you're still developing if you do too much. But lifting weights the proper way should actually help strengthen your bones, if anything, and help the height.
So it's all about doing it right.
Yeah.
proper
That's
form.
The most important. The right amount of weight, the right form.
I think at a certain point that was more of a cop out because people didn't want to explain the difference between the two. Because if you tell somebody no, it can be beneficial, but if you do it the wrong way, it's bad. Some people are good at just eliminating, oh, well, there's no bad, it's just good.
Oh, there's just no good, it's just bad.
Yeah, so.
Well, we get that in Islam too. It's the cop out mentality.
Bring that leg
All
back.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Lean back.
Chilling on the beach.
I should do a halakha like this.
Oh yeah, that one, yeah, that was like,
I know people that listen to halakha like this in the masjid.
Oh yeah, they go from this to.
Yeah. I see that. Oh boy. Oh boy. Now that's a stretch. Oh my God.
These guys are surprisingly flexible for what I've seen kids nowadays at. Most kids these days are very, very stiff. That can cause a lot of issues with your growing.
Stiffness.
Are we switching yet?
Yep,
yeah.
Switch legs over.
Oh, I wouldn't know, I was looking somewhere else. Oh my God, that's too tight.
Jesus.
It's my parting advice. As I'm being parted.
Now we're going to lay on our backs. We're going to keep the left leg down, stiff. This leg up. Bring it over. And try to keep the upper portion of your body flat. So
okay.
Keep this arm out and down.
Wait, so
okay.
Like this and then this?
Okay, wait.
Yes.
Which leg is going up?
And then if you want, you can go ahead and bend that right leg.
Wait, what?
Right here.
Oh, okay, bend it?
Yeah.
That is hurting in very new places.
I think I'm doing it wrong. Hold on, what am I doing wrong? I don't feel the stretch.
Again, we've flat out.
Okay.
Bring these arms to the side.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and bring this leg up at a bend. And then bring it across the body.
Oh,
at a bend.
Now I feel it. Yeah, now I
feel
it.
Oh, it's easier.
Yeah, now I feel it. Yeah. Right up.
Lower back, hips.
Really?
Yep.
Just depends on what's stiff.
Yeah.
But it'll hit a few different areas.
If I'm stiff on my hips or whatever.
And relax. We're gonna switch over to the other leg. So everything's the same. Except you bring your other leg up. That leg down.
Which one?
Use your right arm, grab the knee and pull it down. No, right arm.
So your back is still flat on the ground?
Not my lower back, just the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
So it stretches your lower back as well. Lower back, hips, glutes.
Yeah, my shoulders are on the ground.
As long as your shoulders are on the ground, they're fine. And relax. Go ahead and pull those knees into your chest.
This was my position when I refused to go to school when I was a kid.
And relax. That's it.
Yay.
No questions?
What are some good exercises to do, like while you're at home and bored?
The ones we did today.
The ones we did?
Yeah, I'd practice what we're doing today.
Okay.
Like the warrior pose is a really good one.
Okay.
You could just, you know, hit play and go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
That is an hour long. So.
No, this part's only 30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? For the bad question, give me 20 push-ups.
No bad question.
This is not gym in high school, buddy. So, a lot of people are watching this at nighttime.
Yeah.
And, you know, people make all kinds of excuses for themselves. We call it Fajr Club, and Steve, Fajr is the word for the early morning prayer. So some people, it airs for them at 10 o'clock at night. For some of them, it's 5 p.m. or whatever. So my suggestion was just watch it in the morning. But those that want to follow live, I think advice would be helpful if they knew how long before, well, you said before, we just want to reinforce it. How long before this should they not have eaten?
Before the exercise?
Yeah, because it might be middle of the day for them when they watch this.
But at the moment, we're not doing anything super intense, so, I mean, 30 minutes is more than enough time.
Okay.
Then
a lot of people are addicted to a lot of caffeine, coffee, soda, obviously, but a lot of coffee drinkers. So what's your, just some things about what they should know if they drink coffee, what it does, and what they can do to offset it.
Coffee is not necessarily a bad thing. I wouldn't do more than 3 cups a day. Coffee can actually be good for you.
Okay.
Now when you get to the energy drinks and you do that every day, multiple times a day, they can be, that eventually will be really bad. And just because all the extra ingredients in there.
Yeah.
What I came to hear was like drinks with a lot of caffeine can be very dehydrating.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, that
so shouldn't they just be drinking a lot of water to make up for?
But coffee doesn't have a whole lot of caffeine in it.
Okay.
I think in one full cup you have 60 milligrams of caffeine. An energy drink, on the other hand, will have 300 milligrams.
Oh boy.
That's a
lot. So, I mean, a cup of coffee can actually be considered as your water intake. But, again, you shouldn't do more than 3 cups throughout the day. And it'll actually be beneficial to you.
Okay.
The energy drinks is where it gets bad, or when you start drinking like 8 cups of coffee, or you have 5 espressos, or whatever. The espressos are now condensed down, and you're getting a whole bunch of caffeine in that little shot.
Yeah.
So, if you're gonna drink caffeine, I would recommend just sticking to a cup of coffee 2-3 times a day at most, and leave it at that. And if you are drinking the energy drinks, make sure you're drinking plenty of water and try not to drink them when you don't need to.
I think for the rest of the days for the Fajr Club, we should probably pick out an age group and give some advice to that age group. Because we have a lot of seniors, for example, in our community, and some good advice for them. And then the kids that want to become more athletic, some advice for them. And then like,
well, I can tell you the advice would be the same to all age groups.
Really? Okay.
Hydrate and eat well. If they're younger and they would like to be in that senior age, not asking so much advice because they're hurting and they're stiff and don't feel well, drained energy, start eating well now. So your body has all these filters in it, your liver, kidneys, all these different things. It has different lines in there that get clogged up, which would be your veins where the blood's running through. All of these things get worn out through time. And that happens depending on what you put in your body.
Okay.
So if you'd like to feel good at 80 years old and still be able to do things, eat well now. Stay away from the fast food, the processed sugars, and all this other junk that you don't need, and you will feel a lot better in the future.
Yeah.
And then exercise, stretch, that way you're keeping those veins nice and strong, you're keeping the muscles strong, and then And exercising properly allows the body to be balanced. Having a balanced body prevents having issues with your spine, prevents having issues with your knees, your ankles, your neck. And then you end up, you know, cause usually what happens is, especially with people that sit at desks, they sit there all day, muscles become shortened, you end up having lower back issues. And then you go to a doctor, the doctor says, oh, we can fuse the spine together. Now you have bones that are fused together and you have more issues for the rest of your life. And just exercising and stretching every day can prevent stuff like that.
Wish somebody told me that. All right, everybody. Jazakumullahu khairan. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Remember, buy your merch at store.bayonet.com. Get it now. Yeah, now we can end it.
Did it end it?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's not ended. Oh, yeah.
Guys,
go,
guys.
Go to the product
cool
placement.
Store.bayonet.com. Get them now. Bam. See you guys tomorrow.
Store.bayonet.com.
Yeah.